I got fire, I got beer, and I got some joints. You're not getting my friendship if you're going to be a fucking fake-ass motherfucker. You're probably fake-ass motherfucking robots that everyone keeps talking about. I'm a hot-ass chick showing her boobies and shit.
Thank you for listening to Hog Story, where it's been a while, but nobody's going to sing that song by Stained or Aaron Lewis or whatever. And the smoker.
Dude, are you half retarded?
You didn't call proto, buddy. You're done.
I did it.
You're Jeff Goldblum.
Crypto.
Tabanak. That's right. It's episode 428, I want to say. Even though I did an episode way back in July or June. Didn't ever post it. And that's mainly because I get frustrated with computers. And then a lot of various things happen. Change jobs. Move to a new state. But not far. Just Louisiana. But things are settling down. But they'll probably change again. Because they always do. Things are always changing. Life is flux. And this is Hog Story. How are you doing? I hope you're doing well. Let me know how you're doing. Give me a call, 430-201-4841. The voicemails are working. Maybe I'll play some of these extremely old ones from all the way back in May. You won't know what they mean. I won't know what they mean. Oh, just because I have phone numbers memorized. I do see a couple from Nick the Rat on July the 1st. We'll probably get to those. Who doesn't love a good Nick the Rat voicemail? Looks like a couple of Christopher Battles ones. Oh, and here's a... Yeah, wait, let's just go ahead and we'll play this voicemail from Google Voice themselves. That'll be good. Let's see what it's like.
Welcome to Google Voice. Google Voice gives you a single phone number that rings all of your phones, saves your voicemail online, and transcribes your voicemail to text. Other cool features include the ability to listen in on messages while they're being left, block unwanted callers, and make cheap international calls. We hope you enjoy using Google Voice.
International calls are a scam. Why? Why, though? Is there a, you know, some kind of a device at the border that won't let the phone signal through unless it reaches a payment? Or does that phone line go all the way to whatever hub well past the border? Are there telecom hubs right there next to the border crossing? I don't know. It's been a while since I've been to any border. National, that is. But you can tell me. Anybody up there next to the Canadian border or down there next to the Mexican border? Do we have hubs on the coast that won't let calls through? Yeah. Yeah, Serpent's right. These radio bands are contraband. Oh, you said that might have been you earlier. Oh, but yeah. Well, where do I start? There's been a bunch of weird shit, obviously. I guess the most recent thing was that Australian shooting. And I guess, like, people, I don't know, were shooting just at Jews. Is that the story? Oh, Bondi Beach. What does the New York Times all day long say about it? At a Jewish holiday celebration. Wasn't it at the beach? Do Jews go to the beach? I guess they do in Australia. Oh, another sea urchin. Oi. Sorry. If you are, I mean. An act of terrorism targeting Sydney's Jewish community during a Hanukkah celebration. but they declined to provide any details, including the suspect's ideology and exact motive. Thought it was a father and a son or something. All day long. Live updates from CNN. Aren't you guys about to be bought by Netflix or something? Death toll rises. It was declared a terrorist incident. Is that on paper? Jewish Australians. Oh, the worst mass shooting since their last one. Oh, the victims include a Holocaust survivor as well as two rabbis. Do they mate as quick as... Never mind. A heroic bystander wrestled the gun from one attacker, but he's in the hospital. Oh, so he didn't succeed, I guess. Father-son duo, identified as 50-year-old Sajid Akram. He moved there in 98. Killed at the scene, 24 Naveed, born in Australia, and is in custody in the hospital, I'm assuming. Said they were driven, in quotes, by extreme ideology. Well, which one? Which extreme ideology? I mean, at one point, American liberalism was an extreme ideology. And I mean, like, the old liberalism, like, liberate us from Great Britain, that sort of thing. Well, I mean, it's sad. It just strikes me as odd. I mean, of course it does. But how did the Jewish people, like, take out a permit to have a beach party or something? How did he know they were just all Jews were going to be there? You know? So how did he know some bullets weren't going to hit some non-Jews that were beaching it up in Australia? Because I think going to the beach is the only thing to do in Australia unless you plan on dying from heat stroke out in the bush. I don't know. I've never been to Australia. Welcome to Fletcher Talks Out of His Ass, episode 428. Well, I'm sorry for the Australians that did that. Experienced that. And the ones that did it. Why'd you do that? Don't you know that murder is illegal? Forget whether or not you can have a gun. It's illegal to kill people. Didn't he know that? That's what everyone says. What less depressing stories are out there? Oh, I should have taken a clip from this movie. That way you could hear it. And I doubt I could find it in enough time. Maybe I'll move the movie review to later. Or maybe not. Oh, did you hear about that chick that is pregnant with twins, but from two different guys? That's fun. How often does that happen? Oh, it's so often it has a Wikipedia article. How do you pronounce that? Super fecundation or fecundation? Fecundation? When was this article written? Oh, July 8th of 2025.
A science fact, not fiction. How twins can have different biological fathers, a rare phenomenon known as heteropaternal superfecundation.
I don't know how to say that.
Occurs when twins are born to two different fathers from one slut. Here's how it happens and how to test for it.
Ever heard of heteropaternal superfecundation? It's an extremely rare phenomenon which fraternal twins can be fathered by two different men. That's what happens when you do finger cuffs, ladies. In order for that term, we'll just call it what it is, to occur, a number of extraordinary circumstances need to collide. Oh, I need some collision stuff. Wait.
Circumstances need to collide. Here's a brief overview of how it happens, how common it is, and how to figure out if it happened at all.
Enough of that. What kind of twins can have different fathers? Well, let's start with a short biology lesson. Wow, that's long. Fuck you, babycenter.com. Make this shorter. Economy of words. You can do paternity test. Who knew? How to get a paternity test for twins. Fraternal twins already look different from one another since they were born from two different eggs. Blah, blah, blah. So there's no quick way to determine it. If they had two different fathers. However, one way to figure out if twins have different fathers is a paternity test after the twins are born. I'm sure the takeaway is they look like two different dudes. Yeah, but where's the one of the lady that happened recently that everybody's all mean about? These are just articles about it in general and not the specific case. Well, it happened in 2020 in Colombia. How to have twins with different fathers is called two dicks, one hole. That's how. Oh, there's a cat that you can hear right outside the door. It really wants to know how to have twins with different fathers, mating, mixing, and matching. Oh, this is from McGill.ca, Office for Science and Society.
Oh, yes, it's possible to have twins with different biological fathers. The scientific term for this anomaly is heteropaternal superfunction, and it's super cool. Heteropaternal signifies different fathers, eh? And super fecundation means the fertilization of two ova during the same menstrual cycle, eh? By separate mating actions, eh? Oh yeah, you know what happens when it gets cold. In other words, it is a phenomenon where the second egg is released and two acts of sexual intercourse can lead to the fertilization of these eggs by two different sources of sperm, eh? The short story is they're just fraternal twins with an extra twist, huh? Eh? Oh. Oh yeah, keep your sperm on the ice there, bud. The key ingredient is hyperovulation, eh? Which is a fancy way of saying two or more eggs are released by the ovaries in the same month, or that lady wants it, as opposed to the usual one egg.
Well, this is all very exciting. Apparently it happened recently, but maybe it was just bullshit I saw on TikTok also. That could be. It could be that you want to leave me a voicemail at 430-201-4841, as a matter of fact. Matter of fact, we got a jingle for that. Yeah, that's right. Let's go back to the aforementioned Nick the Rat voicemails. Voicemail number one.
Hey, John, my hot story. My last episode was amazing. The woman that can't see barely.
I forgot about that.
And the magic spells were great too. I learned a lot. I got some cat dick in my mouth right now. I don't think anybody can see me, though. Thanks for that. And, I miss you. Bye, John.
Nick the Rat. I miss you too, buddy. Yeah, I forgot. That last episode that I think the last one I posted was a lady that got arrested, but she claimed she was legally blind. I could see barely. I have a mix of that somewhere. But sadly, that device doesn't really work anymore. I mean, it does, but the output is fucked up. The output jack doesn't work at all. And in, you know, teenage engineering sort of way, it's very proprietary. So proprietary that I can't find anybody that repairs them in the U.S. And so all of its function is there, except for the ability to output sound in any way other than its rinky-dink little speaker. And these are super tiny components soldered onto a super tiny little board. I have a soldering iron with various little tips for doing small things like that. I don't think I would be able to find a replacement output jack for it. So it just sits there, and I just look at it, wanting another one that works. But they're like $300. Which isn't bad, but I need to spend that money on more important things. It's just sad that it doesn't work. But I did make a mix of that lady. I'm legally blind. I can see barely. And what else did he say? Oh, yeah, the magic spells about becoming invisible by some specific incantations, as well as boiling a cat, a live cat, for 24 hours. And then finding which bone works for you in your invisibility spell. Then you gotta keep that bone and hold it in your mouth while you say the spell into the mirror. Then you become invisible. But just remember, you gotta go back to the mirror to recite the incantation to make yourself become visible again, or else you'll be stuck being invisible. And that, nobody wants to be stuck being invisible, unless you do. But then, you know. How about, let's do another one. Oh, hey, can you hear me?
Hello.
I hear you. I hear a serpent.
Yo.
Yo-ho. And a bottle brass monkey. How's it going, man?
Oh, it's going. I'm talking for a third time about myself today.
Well, you know, I'm here to listen.
Oh, that's cool. Do you also want to hear about my communication and teamwork skills?
Oh, is this, yeah, are they, you taking job interviews? Is that what's going on?
Yep, that was today.
Oh, well, how did that go?
Oh, I thought I did a decent enough job. I put in an honest interview. I really want to work for this place that I interviewed for today.
What type of work is it?
It is IT work.
Oh, okay. Why? What makes you want to work there?
Because I get to play with, I wouldn't say play, but do support for like HPC systems and to work more with like research sort of stuff.
What's HPC?
High performance computing. So, basically, it's basically like you have a cluster of different CPUs or GPUs in order to do push humongous amounts of calculations through.
Is that the term they use now instead of supercomputers, or is a supercomputer a different thing?
I guess. I don't know. I keep hearing these days in terms of, oh, well, you have a supercomputer in your pocket these days to talk about your phone. My sort of educational background has, you know, it sees high performance computing get used in the context of running weather models because it's just this huge system of equations with like billions of parameters and whatnot. That even if you throw like thousands of cores at it, there's still programs that take hours to run.
That's crazy.
Yep.
But I guess they were taking hours to run like stuff we think is simple computations like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I guess it's just all relative to the times. You want to hear the second Nick the Rat voicemail?
Sure.
Yeah, there were two about 14 minutes apart.
Hey, so the last episode was May 6th. That was many a moon days ago. A moon day. And I can see, barely, a lot of Mondays passed and you haven't done a show. Is everything okay? Let me know. Give me a call back at 917-719-5923. I love you, Mama. Barely.
Oh, thanks, Nick the Rat. That is nice. Yeah, just, I don't know. I hadn't felt like it, honestly. Just from, moving around and such. And, yeah, I don't know. I felt like I just lost the mojo of it. Especially without old carb lanes. But I mean, yeah. She's here in spirit because she will always be emblazoned on a board. Like,
excellent.
Yeah.
Take a chill pill.
Okay, I will. Caro, I'll chill with that pill.
Yeah, Deb, July, that's how long it was since the last hog story.
Yeah. I went live something in like July, that. But I didn't post that episode.
Yeah.
Because of
I
some
remember.
Changes and whatnot to my server, and it was difficult to get in touch with Void Zero. But I got all that handled. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and I hadn't felt like it. To be honest, I didn't know, like, what to do. And so I was just like, I guess nothing. And I'll do it whenever I get inspired to do it again. And lo and behold, I got inspired to do it again.
Nice.
Well, what really led to it, I'll tell you, it was this story out of California. And, did you hear about Rob Reiner?
I did hear about Rob Reiner.
And I guess his kid is suspect in the stabbing?
I saw a couple minutes ago that I think they arrested him.
Yeah.
Or at least they charged him.
Yikes. Wasn't he?
His son was arrested.
Damn. I know, like, his son was, wasn't he on drugs and went to rehab or something for it years ago?
Yeah, I don't know those kind of details, but
I think so. If I remember things from the past. Oh, well, there's a LA Times article from today. What we know about Nick Reiner, who struggled with addiction and shared his recovery with the world. Oh, his son has that stabby look with that lazy eye of his. He's like, I'll stab you. I'll stab you for nothing. Let's see. The LA Times says, oh, I gotta do it in the California. Or like a lot of them talk like this now. Though Nick Reiner started to cycle in and out of rehab centers and experienced bouts of homelessness as a teenager. He had gotten clean by 2025 when he worked, or 2015, excuse me, when he worked with his father on Bing Charlie, a semi-autographical film about addiction and recovery. Rob Reiner directed, Nick co-wrote the film with about a successful actor with political ambitions and a son addicted to drugs. Did Rob Reiner have political ambitions? Maybe so, since he was always tweeting at Trump.
Opinions.
Yeah, he had opinions. Many aspects of the movie were inspired by Nick's relationship with his father, including a line where the father character tells the son, I'd rather you hit me and you'd be alive. Nick said in a 2016 interview with AOL. AOL in 2016? In 2016. There's a link.
I knew that they were still kicking YouTube around. Link.
Dang it. It's a YouTube interview. AOL was having video in 2016? I'll just post this link to the LA Times article.
I knew that they were trying to do like kind of the Yahoo thing where they tried to pump out like some shit content, but that's funny, AOL.
Nick gave an interview about being Charlie alongside his family at the Toronto Film Festival in 2015, saying that his decision to quit heroin was driven by a practical realization. I got sick of doing that, he told the LA Times. I come from a nice family. I'm not supposed to be out there on the streets and homeless shelters doing all these things. During the interview, Rob said he regretted valuing the advice of counselors over the voice of his son. Thanks, LA Times. Oh, and it shows a female officer rolling out that caution tape. I'm helping. Well, thanks, LA Times. Yeah, that's crazy, but that's not what made me want to do a Hog Story episode today.
I just now pulled up that LA Times link and saw this picture of Nick Reiner with Rob. Yeah, Nick looks
stabby.
Messed up.
Yeah.
In multiple ways.
Permafried, as some people would say.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of permafried.
Those eyes, man.
Speaking of permafried and eyes, I'm sure you heard about Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau.
Oh, no, I didn't hear about this.
What? They're dating.
How is that possible? I didn't know that.
It's been like
Justin I didn't realize Justin Trudeau was.
Oh, hey, Lorian. Well, what's up? I see you in there.
Could date someone like that.
Yeah. Oh, no. The New York Post. There's been like shit all over Twitter about it. At least my Twitter. Oh, Justin Trudeau speaks out over Japan trip after new girlfriend. Katy Perry slammed for inappropriate photo. Oh yeah, she's in a very short skirt next to a very modest Japanese woman.
Oh.
I mean, it's a bit out of place, but only when you look down at her legs and her slightly off-center hairline above that, you know, forehead. Has her head changed shape? Has she always had a head that tall? Katy Perry? It looks taller in the Christmas photo than it does in the photo below with her next, like, all schmoozed up to JT there. On their trip, she performed to a packed house at the Saitama Super Arena on December the 3rd. He shares three children with ex-wife Sophie Gragon. Well, I mean, good for them? Who do you think it benefits more with that sort of a coupling?
Trudeau, probably.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't realize that Katy Perry was that kind of lesbian.
Oh, hey-o, you get a... And also a... Man, that was a good one. I haven't used this soundboard in a long time. I forget where stuff is.
Oh, tabarnak.
I'll give you this, too.
You're Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, one of these days I need to get a soundboard going.
That's why I need Carolyn back on the show. We can talk about Canada news like, you know, the power couple that is Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry. How would you shorten their names? Would it be like Truderi?
Prudeau?
Would it be Justy Truderi? Or would it be, yeah.
That does sound like the title of a C-rank reality show, Justin and Katy.
Oh no. Yeah. Like let's see. I wonder if any of these don't have words. No, all the sitcoms song like they have words to them. Unless I use like, you know, an oldie.
And now it's time for Justin and Katy on the WB, on the CW.
I didn't know the CW was also like put back in time to like 1971 or something.
Hey, it's the best I can do with these clips I got that don't have the rest of them are all like lyrics. Whatever happened to predictability? Or the Big Valley, like it's pretty much the westerns or Little House on the Prairie that don't have words. I mean, Star Trek has the spoken word. We could do this. Be
tonight, the mystery of Justin and Katy. A pop star who stooped low to date a former Canadian prime minister. What evil magic had he performed on her? What evil magic had she performed on him? What did she find in space? We'll find out tonight on Why Canada Why.
Or there's that. There was, just a funny story. Funny headline, really. I didn't really look into the story. Black man acquitted of stabbing a white man by Portland jury after victim said the N-word following the attack.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean... He had a reaction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He gets stabbed.
That's a reaction.
Yeah. He, you know, who knows what he said? Been stabbed. He got stabbed and was like, that one's muted. Been funnier if it worked.
I don't own a car, nigga.
Oh, acquitted.
Exactly like that, too.
Yeah. Oh, the guy runs up to him, mumbling something, stabs him, and he's like,
I can't hear you, nigga.
Oh, acquitted. Or he's like,
morning, nigga.
Acquitted. Never mind. That guy didn't actually stab you. It's all good. Because you had a reasonable reaction after getting stabbed. Yeah, I like this one the best.
I don't own a car, nigga.
But what type of person do you think stabbed him? Was he one of those,
Jewish niggas.
No. Maybe he was a...
Death niggas. I don't
know. He could have been one of those...
My favorite is the mystery niggas.
Yeah, I was about to say, he could have been one of those...
Racist niggas.
Well, until they found the guy, he was one of those...
mystery niggas.
But I've seen the picture. He's definitely one of the... Belongs to the...
dark niggas.
After he stabbed one of those...
White niggas.
And then, you know, he just...
Let me explain something to you, super nigga.
I don't like being stabbed. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm gonna tattle on you that you called me a nigga. And the judge acquitted him. Oh, you're cool. It doesn't count as a stabbing. I could see that. If the guy said it first, if the guy said it first, and then the dude stabbed him, okay, reasonable reaction. However, you stab a nigga, and then he goes, damn it, nigga, and then you're like, you go and tattle on him. Because looking at this guy, he could be one of those, you know.
White niggas.
He didn't have any shoes on. He's wearing jogging pants. Gary Edwards, who is black, was acquitted of stabbing white Gregory Howards Jr. because Howards used the N-word. Cool. That's cool. That's neat.
So that's
yet another reason I want to be black.
That's grounds for self-defense now. Is calling someone the N-word.
Or maybe, you know, you feel bad for the guy. Like, he stabbed you and you're in pain, but you look at him. You're like, man, you probably got it worse than me. I'm going to do you a solid, nigga. Now go tell him. And then he gets acquitted. That's all you have to say. You know, just because you feel bad for a guy, you don't want him to suffer for years in jail, maybe never see his family. Maybe, you know, after this, he didn't live up to the stereotype and he went home with that milk and cigarettes and he spent time with his kids. Or I could be wrong. Maybe he didn't. Maybe. Now, where was my favorite story? Wait, are there more voicemails? There should be more voicemails because, I mean, we got this jingle. 430-204-8414. Well, we got one. We do have one from tonight. That's great. We need more. More.
Hey, Fletcher.
Hey.
Goddamn good to hear your voice. This is Ice Cube Soup saying hello.
Yo!
And are you impressed that I still have the number memorized?
Yes.
That is all.
Oh, I hear you listening to the Bill McClintock back there. Very good. Jolly good. Ice Cube Soup, I don't think I've ever heard your voice. That's amazing. So thank you for that. It's good to hear from you. Yes.
On a related note, I still have a 430-204-8414 in my phone as a speed dial.
Ooh. Thank you. I mean, it's forever emblazoned in my brain because of the great MK Ultra and Make Heroism with their jingle. Can't get enough. 204-8414. Yeah. It doesn't seem right without the Fred Durst. Yeah. I want to talk about this, which maybe I'll find out some questions I have. Wild pigs in California are turning up with the fat in their bodies being bright blue.
Whoa!
Yeah, I'll post a link in the chat room here.
Isn't that known to California to cause
cancer?
Cancer?
For sure. So it's from a pesticide.
Well, that's known by California to cause cancer.
Yeah. Oh, a rodenticide. Oh, look out, Nick the Rat.
They're trying to kill you, and they're turning the hogs blue while they do it. But the weirdest fucking thing is that it dyes their fat blue, but their meat is still red.
What the heck?
Yeah, if you scroll down a bit, there's a picture of like a cross section. It shows the fat and the meat still being like pink and red. It's insane.
What the heck? It's that almost looks like it should have come out of an AI image generator.
Yeah, like
it's so weird.
Yeah, like AI reproduced Picasso's art 100 times and it came up with that.
Yeah.
Many of the pesticides have been used at large scales without adequate long-term studies of their impacts on human health. Oh, no shit. You think? Like, long-term studies cost money.
No kidding.
And they're certainly not going to be able to fucking advertise for it. What pesticides, though? Show me the specific one. Okay, well, here's some government site. What is that?
Rat poisons containing the chemical compound difenacinone are known sold dyed blue for identification.
Oh, yeah. I clicked this California Department of Fish and Wildlife article about it. Interesting. Anticoagulant. It found the anticoagulant rodenticide residue in 10 out of 120 of the wild pigs and 10 out of 12 of the bear tissues that they sampled. 10 out of 12? Man. Bears, huh? Oh, we don't eat bears. This isn't bear story.
This is a hog story.
Motherfucker. Oh, I got an ad here to win $10,000 Space Coast Adventure Holiday. No purchase necessary. Terms and conditions apply. I'm all about that. The no purchase necessary type of entry. The is it a platform? A trading app platform, whatever they want to call it, Kraken. They have a thing where you can win 3 Bitcoin in a giveaway as the grand prize.
Jesus.
Yeah. And you do it by like every dollar you trade or whatever gets you an entry, or you write your name. It has to be handwritten on like a plain white 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. You write your name, your full name, and your address, and you take a picture of it. You upload that picture to their website. It gets you 10 free entries instead of spending $10 in trade. And you can do that once a day, every day, during the enrollment period. Guess who's been writing their name and address a lot?
The only question I have is that do you have to submit a different
yes, image a different one every day? Yes.
And prove that you've written it on a separate piece of paper every day.
Yeah. That's what it says anyway. It said it must be a different one every day. It might have to have the date or some shit. I don't know. But it has to be in your handwriting. So I'm sure they can analyze it and see. I don't fucking know. Or they don't. But either way, I want them Bitcoins. And I'm going to do it. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Not available in all 50 states.
Sounds like an every state except for New York and Hawaii sort of thing.
Yeah, probably. And Puerto Rico.
Well, Puerto Rico's not a state.
But those pictures are crazy of the bright blue fat, like the flesh. Like they're not doctored at all. That's nutso.
And they're so
blue.
Homogeneously blue.
Yeah, like through and through.
Well,
true blue. Yeah. That's an American fucking pig you're looking at. True blue American through and through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just like the country needs. Red meat and blue fat. You know what I mean? Every now and then you got to cut the fat. That's a representation of this country. And this this rodenticide has given it to us. That's the real symbol of America right there. Forget the bald eagle. No one cares about the turkey anymore. It's this, this pesticide, this poisoned pig. A poisoned pig. That really is the symbol of this country.
Yeah, it is.
Because we're all poisoned pigs in one way or another.
I now have this idea like boutique designer food stuff ? Blue lard.
Dude, that's a show title.
Yeah.
Blue lard. Oh man. Well, I mean, if you can scrub the pesticide dyed fat from the internet and then start up your own ad campaign for safe for consumption, whatever they have to tell you, dyed animal fats. Oh, they said they really found it in the bear meat. So, you could have some red, white, and blue bear steaks.
Red, white, and blue bear steaks.
Freedom steaks. Fucking democracy nuggets,
Yeah, that's what you need in the frozen section of the grocery store, democracy nuggets.
Yeah. Oh no. Well, I mean, if we're a truly open society, they would be like democracy dinglers or something, and Nazi nuggets, and like a socialist sampler.
What's a democracy dingler? Is that a?
I don't know. They'd be chicken fingers or something. It's the first thing I could think of with the letter D.
I'm thinking more democracy of a corn dongles, dog, but
or democracy dogs, maybe. Yeah.
A corn dog, but it's fried in that blue lard.
Oh, now you're thinking. That's a good one.
Yeah.
There was something I had heard on NPR that I'd never heard of. It was a private judge. Have you ever heard of private judges?
No, but I'm scared to know what private judge could be.
I'll just play this straight from, it wasn't NPR, it was American Public Media, and a show on there called Marketplace. And this was from, I don't know, a few days ago. Why come? You don't have the date. Oh, well. Let's see if it plays.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Now and again on this show, we like to profile jobs and careers off the beaten path. You might not heard of them or fully appreciated them. Today, we are visiting a little-known profession in the legal field, private judges for hire.
First, it seems wrong. Like, how can you have an impartial, judiciary if you're paying them to listen to your case?
And do they practice their own private law?
Maybe these questions will be answered.
The judges that businesses or individuals resort to when traditional courts are too slow, too expensive, or too time-consuming. Joining us now for more is Jill S. Robbins, a private judge of over 30 years focusing on family law. Welcome.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to be here.
Of course you are. They paid you.
What kind of problems do they bring to you, and why do they go to a private judge as opposed to, the public judicial system?
Over the years, our judicial system has become so overloaded with cases. Many times, one will go to court.
Wait, they edited this. You can slightly hear it in the back, like where the reverb is, because she's in her kitchen or something doing this.
Okay.
And so I'll rewind it 15 seconds. That's the only option I got.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hear that again.
Yeah, you can slightly hear it like cut off real short, and I wonder what they take out.
And why do they go to a private judge as opposed to, the public judicial system?
Over the years, our judicial system has become so overloaded with cases. Many times, one will go to court, prepare for a hearing, only to wait 4 or 5 hours and be asked to come back. And then they come back, they prepare again, and the same thing happens. So what happens in so many of those cases is the lawyers decide that it'll be less expensive in the long run, even paying a private judge, because you prepare once, you have your date, and you go.
What kind?
Wait. Okay, so this is a scam by lawyers to help out a friend of theirs? And somehow this is legal. They're like, oh, you know what? You'd end up paying us more if we went through the legal system, the public legal system, than you would paying us if we hire this private judge. See, she'll do it quicker and you'll end up paying us less. That's all it is. It's like, because it was the lawyers saying, hey, do this and you'll end up paying less in the long run, is what this judge was saying. So, and this judge herself was probably a lawyer at one point.
This doesn't scream corruption or anything at all to me.
No. We're not bribing the judge. They're a private for hire judge. It's not bribery. It's a job title. Whatever.
What kinds of disputes do people take before a private judge?
Well, I can only address family law. So just about anything you can think of, ranging from...
Okay, so just family law. That makes more sense. It's not like, it's not like they're bypassing the Supreme Court with a private judge.
It's not like they're bypassing any... court with any jurisdiction in the United States by doing this.
Yeah, that's true. That was my first thought. Was like
how could you possibly appeal anything that's passed through one of these courts?
Even in family law stuff, like how could you? And there must be a discrepancy within family law versus like civil and whatever criminal. I don't know all the things, but
And another question: how do you enforce this? Like, how do you get the cops to enforce this? Unless you're paying off the cops as well.
I mean, surely she has to have some kind of legal authority. But if you're hiring, okay,
serious child custody issues to petty child custody issues, child
to major child custody issues. Does she just list all the child custody issues? Fried child custody issues, boiled. Child custody issues.
Support.
And what?
I was just going to say, especially in a state that it's like highly bureaucratic, like say New York, how would like a state like New York allow any of this? I can't imagine that they would. It just seems like a whole bunch of...
It boggles my mind. I didn't know this sort of thing could even exist.
Yeah, me neither.
Division of property, evaluation of property. Yep.
Qualifications to be a private judge, are they the same? Are the qualifications to be a private judge, are they the same or different than, I guess, being a not private judge?
Actually, there are no qualifications.
What?
So anybody... could just decide, I'm going to be a private judge. Whether they would get business, I have no idea.
Well, they would.
But
they
could.
You don't even need to pass the bar. You can just say, hey, I'm a judge.
We got to get people to hire you, which is what she means. And so that means like being schmoozy with your lawyer friends for them to recommend you to a client and saying, hey, I know a private judge. We can just go pay him. And so if you don't have like a law degree or something...
That's your qualification. You have connections.
Well, true. Bypass the law degree and went glad-handing with the lawyers, just somehow got all schmoozy with them. They're like, hey, I know a great guy. There are possible ways. You just meet one at a bar, you know, in a non-totally straight way. I was about to say,
you don't even need a GED or anything. You can just say, yeah, I'm a lawyer.
Yeah,
I'm a judge.
Or you just advertise to where people know you and go, oh, hey, to their lawyer. Like, I heard about this private judge. What about him? Ah, he's a nobody. You don't want him. I don't know. Those billboards. He looks pretty cool.
Have either been on the family law bench. Many were supervising judges in family law. Many have years and years of experience.
If
Oh, okay, so it is just really a family law sort of deal. Let's see, legalclarity.org. Well, I'll post this link. This probably has more clarity to it, just no audio clips from a guy that sounded confused like me. He's like a non-private judge. What is that? What is even that word? Like non-private judge? Defining a private judge. A private judge is a neutral third party hired by disputing parties to hear and decide their legal case outside the public court system. These individuals are often retired public judges or experienced attorneys. They perform functions similar to a public judge, presiding and rendering decisions in a private setting. Their authority stems from the mutual agreement of the parties, allowing for a tailored approach to resolution. And that's an ad right there. Way to go, Legal Clarity.
So in practice, a private judge is a judge who maybe worked in the public system and then mm-hmm. figured out that, oh, I can make more money doing it this way.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm reading it.
Yes. That's pretty much it. Cases suited for private adjudication. Private judges are often used in complex civil cases when parties seek a flexible and confidential resolution. Common areas include family law, as in divorce, child custody, business and contract disagreements, real estate, and personal injury cases. Parties choose this route for enhanced privacy, greater scheduling flexibility, and the ability to select a judge with specific expertise relevant to their case. This allows for a more focused approach to intricate legal issues. Okay, I can see that. That really might be a lucrative career. A private judge for shit like real estate or contract disagreements? Oh, yeah. Oh, because so-and-so and so-and-so don't see eye to eye here. What was the name of that guy that was like, I'll cut the baby in half in the Bible?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I don't know his name, but I know the story.
Yeah, just be that guy, the legal system. Every case that comes to you, like, have it. But, sir, half. But you can't even half it. King David, thanks, Pfeiffer. Reverend Dr. Pfeiffer, in the chat room. Well, you could probably make it as that. As a private judge?
Maybe.
How are they appointed? The appointment of a private judge begins with mutual agreement of all parties. This is an agreement formalized through written stipulation or contract outlining the judge's authority and procedural rules. Parties select a qualified individual from a pool of retired judges or seasoned legal professionals. They tell you that, but then the lady, the judge, said, well, there are no qualifications. But it says parties select a qualified individual, even though there are no qualifications. So you can just be an individual, I think, is the qualification.
The qualification is both parties agree.
The qualification is, you know.
You're Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
And you are. And I am. Enforceability of private judge decisions. Decisions by a private judge, though made outside the public courtroom, are generally enforceable through the public court system. The ruling is submitted to the public court for entry as a formal judgment, giving it the same legal weight as a public court's judgment. This ensures that if a party fails to comply, enforcement can be sought through standard legal channels, bud. And just anytime I see the word enforcement, it makes me like, enforce.
I also like the word generally.
Yeah.
In this paragraph, generally enforceable.
Yeah, you know, I mean, come on. Hourly rates can range from $300 to $1,000 per hour, though flat fees may be negotiated. Well, it's settled. Thanks to Legal Clarity, I too will become a private judge. We've got the Reverend Doctor, and now I'll be a judge. I'm already a sheriff, thanks to Baron Spud the Mighty. I'm sheriff.
What would be your
and a judge?
What would be your sort of genre of legal cases that you are an expert in?
Well, to give you a clue.
Practicing?
Oh, well, I don't know. Other than I'm showing up in a black duster with a black cowboy hat and the longest mustache I can grow.
Of course. Because the most important qualification is how you look on TV.
Yes. Yes. Oh, wait, that makes total sense. That's how Judge Judy had a show.
Oh, yeah.
They paid her to be there. They paid her to berate them.
I mean, I assume they also paid her to speak at my graduation ceremony as well.
Ice Cube Soup, how dare you put quotations around the word clarity? I take that article's word as law. You can't change your mind. You can't change my mind with your sarcasm. Through text, your textual sarcasm.
Textual.
Maybe that's a show title too. I'll write that one out. There we are. Oh yeah, there was a guy that was stabbed. Oh, more of Justin and Katie. Oh, there's also some disease called blue tongue. But it's not near as dramatic as the blue fat. I mean, it looks disgusting. But it's not bright blue.
Well, oh, we got another voicemail.
Look at that.
Oh, ooh. Time out now.
I know. When do you want to get to that voicemail?
I want to get right to it now.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, caller. The merriest of Christmases. The sewer-iest of Christmases. Merry Sewermas, caller. Merry Chris Sewer.
Chris Sewer.
I don't know, maybe he was born in a sewer instead of a manger. Merry Christ Tube. And that's where Mario came from. He was born in a sewer, of the sewer, by the sewer, for the sewer. If you want to leave a voicemail to the sewer, 917-719-5923. And tell him to call 430-201-4841, or you can do it the other way around. As a matter of fact, I think I'll give Nick the Rat a call. 917-719. 5923.
You've reached Nick the Rat Radio. Please leave a message after the beep.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I like fresh air, motherfucker. And you're dumb.
No, you're not dumb. You're Nick the Rat. And I love you. Merry Ratmas. Merry Sewermas. Merry Christ Tube. I had it and then I couldn't remember it whenever I did that. Well, I think that's kind of all I got. You got any interesting things that you've heard? Besides Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau?
Nothing too terribly interesting. Let's see if there's any. Let's see what WEI.
I mean, I almost believed a thing where this guy was claiming to be Elon's like son or brother or something. And he was like, it was a very convincing AI photo of a black Elon.
Black Elon.
But what gave it away was the top button. It was all wonky in a weird way. But it was convincing at first. I was like, no way, and had to go try and look it up. And then it was just the same picture over and over. There were no other photos of the guy. Oh, Elon.
Yeah, you know, I'm super pro-human.
Yeah, you know that? He's super pro-human.
Elon!
Thanks, Carblanes.
And also...
I don't have any sneezes. Oh, cool,
you found those clips.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and I had to put them right on top of board number one.
And also...
Oh, for old time's sake, I think I could probably find a sneeze. Probably like a...
And... Also.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, Carolyn!
I forgot about that one.
Carolyn, my child.
Ah, yes. Carblanes is doing well. I'm
You're reliably informed.
Reliably informed. And, she is well. And doing... She's living the best Carblanes life that, she could possibly be doing right now. It's, you know, she's the best. She's the best one I know.
It was bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on. Cotton gin. He knows. Will Serpent?
Of course he knows.
I had a fun time talking with you, man. Thanks for hopping in here.
Yeah. Thanks for getting on the mic again.
Oh, yes. I want to do it on the regular again. Now I'm in the mood for some hog story. And maybe it's because I've really I don't know, I think the time frame in which I listen to NPR now has a different variety of stories. It was the same thing over and over for a time there. It was just Israel, Palestine.
I can see how that gets
But when I heard that story about the private judges one morning, I wrote it down on an envelope in the passenger seat while I was driving. I knew I had to go and like remember it and come back and look it up. And same with the blue fat story. That was something I saw on TikTok and I thought it was fake, and then looked it up and it turned out to be real. And that's what I knew. There had to be a hog story. I didn't talk about the movie, but I'll take clips and talk about it next time. The same hog channel, same hog story. And thanks for listening, everybody. Some aspects of the website are down or moving, like the link to the live stream. But some people found it. I appreciate that. And I hope this podcast finds you well. Until then, I've been Fletcher.
And I have been Serpent.
Adios.
You're Jeff Goldblum.
I did it.
This is America, you dumb son of a bitch, okay?
Okay, fuckface.
I like fresh air, motherfucker. I like, and you're dumb.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
When I talk, you don't talk. Get me somebody, and get us somebody while we're waiting.
Take a chill pill. Totally.
And it's a Monday.
Excellent.
Great way to end a podcast.